Thank you, Will, and welcome to the Old Swan Inn here at Gargrave, and I'm with Lindsay. And Lindsay, first of all, tell me your story. How did you end up here in Gargrave, and how long have you been at the Old Swan Inn?
Hi, well, we've been at the Old Swan Inn now for a year. We took it over and we've turned it around from being quite a sad and run-down pub, which had a rather checkered history. So we used our experience from having the Crown in Hawes and brought that here along with some of our team. And we've turned it around and had lots of local support. And it's now the way it should be, the hub of the community, doing really good food, great beer, and being as a local pub should be.
Oh, well, that's really going to be my next question, how you would describe the Old Swan Inn. I think you've done a great job of that. A true Yorkshire traditional pub.
Yes, absolutely. We have our own little tagline, which is Yorkshire hospitality at its best. And that's what we try to do. We try to look after people, make sure they have a good time. They're given great service. We're a friendly bunch, very smiley, very hospitable, which is what it's all about. And we have a lot of people return to us again and again. So I think we're doing a decent job and people seem to like us.
And Gargrave's such an interesting place because just outside Skipton, you've got that mixture of lots of lovely locals, but obviously lots of tourists, some just literally stopping by on the canal on the way through to somewhere else.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of tourists on the boats. We get walkers because obviously the Pennine Way runs through the village as well. And we've had huge support from the local people. Lots of local clubs come and eat with us, have meetings here. And then we're on the main road, which is a thoroughfare through to the Lake District. So we get passing trade, particularly at lunchtime. People just see us and think, that looks like a nice place to go. And we hope, you know, that they find that's the truth, yeah.
Well, everybody loves good pub food, and not everywhere do you get good pub food. But here, you are very, very proud of how you locally source everything you use for the meals, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so important for us, as part of the community, to support the community. So our local vegetables, they come from a local company, Class 1 Direct. All our meat comes from Stamforth's Butchers, which is a super butchers in Skipton itself. And as far as we can, we source locally. We want a small footprint so that we're helping the community as well as the community helping us.
Well, we've got the menu in front of us here and we've got all sorts here. I mean, just about everything's catching my eye, but you've got everything from chicken curry to steaks to duck. But if you had to pick out your own personal recommendation, I know it's such a hard question, but if you had to pick out your personal recommendation to me from the menu, what would you go for?
It would be the steak and ale pie.
Oh.
It's a super pie, wonderful shortcrust pastry, lots and lots of steak. It's exactly what it says on the card. It's a steak and ale pie.
And you can't beat a good pie, can you?
You can't.
In a good pub.
In a good pub with a decent pint of beer.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for inviting us here, Lindsay. And final question, what next for you at the Old Swan Inn?
We're going to keep doing what we do well, trying to expand on a few ideas for the menu, keeping things seasonal, looking forward to Christmas. We've got a good Christmas menu for Christmas parties. And then, you know, going on into the new year, hopefully onward and upward.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your hospitality here. And it's back to the studio, to the Food and Drink Show.